Today on this week's show, imagine if you had a secret one-day potion that could abracadabra change your "I'm staying on the sofa" to "Yes, let me knock off today's training plan like a champion."
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Well, thank goodness you dialed into today's podcast. Let's go. Heiko, tell me, how do I get from staying on the sofa to knocking off today's training plan? Well, first off, Heiko is my name, H-E-I-K-O, as the lady said, with over 35 years immersed in running, immersed in swimming. I provide effective advice and solutions to help you overcome mental blockades that resonate with athletes from all walks of life. Whether you're a coach or whether you're an age grouper, whether you're a triathlete or whether you're just starting out, if you realize there are some fears, some anxieties that you're having that are holding you back, I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, and today, that big surprise, that big free gift. And today, here goes your introduction to something called EFT, and I spoke about that in the first season. However, that show has got a very low listenership. I don't know why. I'm going to give it another shot. Emotional freedom technique. But let me first share my story standing out. Last year's local marathon. My local marathon, knowing full and well, I wasn't fully fit. Just picture the situation. I know I haven't trained properly. I don't want to make excuses. I was not fully at a state to run a marathon. Means I hadn't done enough miles the last couple of weeks. I shouldn't even be close to the starting line. However, perhaps you know this feeling. It is your local marathon. I mean, seriously? You know, I didn't even need a car to get there. You could just walk to the start line. You're not going to take part because you haven't put in the miles. Start line, great vibe, sunshine, very hot day. And it's my local track. What could go wrong? And am I not the guy who knows all about brain training and all of this? There you go. That's the spirit. And we're standing there. It's about only, I think, about 50 runners. It's a small local event that signed up for the marathon. Maybe 60 runners. And the announcer, he was like saying the usual things, thanks to the sponsors. And then he handed the microphone to a German athlete. And we're all standing there. And it's already hot. And I don't remember who that person was. It wasn't a runner, but it was some or other Olympian, I think a basketball player or something. I don't remember. And next thing, and you know, usually you don't listen to this. There's a lot of other sounds as you're on the start line. And suddenly his words, they really hit me. Today, to all you runners out there, it's going to be a long, hot, and tough race. Very hot. We're expecting the highest temperatures, and it's not something that you can't do without great preparation. But I know all of you out there, you've prepared for it thoroughly, and now go and get your medal. Yay! Everybody's clapping, going wild, and I'm like, I was taken aback. Honestly, I felt like I was getting a bit upset. I mean, I could have slipped out of the crowd if I could have, sort of like, excuse me, you know, I changed my mind. And it's not the best state of mind to be in, is it? What happened? It's exactly the same like 1 minute before the start. The same hot temperature, I'm wearing the same running gear, I'm at the same start line, but somebody said something and inside of me something changed. So if something changed, would it not be possible to change that? Big drum roll, this is where I want to introduce emotional freedom technique. And I don't want to dive deep into the method. Let us just stick exactly to this example. It might be you have a different example. It might be you struggle because you're staying on that couch, which I should become a little bit more specific. One of my good friends, he has a sofa chair sort of a thing. I mean, this thing, forget the sofa. It's like a magical experience. When you take a seat in this, it like engulfs you completely. And you're like, I have found my perfect place in this world to rest my runner bones. And you might never have felt or been running in a flow state, But I guarantee you, sitting in that sofa recliner or whatever it's called, you definitely understand and feel a flow state. Just not a helpful one towards your running goals. I'm not exaggerating. Don't even think of those airport chairs where you pay a dollar and it's this hard plastic covered by cheap vinyl boxes and it bangs against your bones and they call it a massage. No, I'm talking about fancy showroom brand names that cost more than a house in some countries. Heck, it costs more than many streets of houses in some countries. That's the type of recliner that I mean. And what a great experience it was. I didn't want to get up. It felt just right because I could adjust it. Feet need a bit more support. Touch this button. The feet go up. Done. Ooh, the incline of 120 degrees does not exactly feel right. No problem. Adjusted. 130. Perfect. That's what I need. If you are lucky enough to unsatch a chair and have managed to avoid family bloodbath on who gets to sit on it, I doubt anybody can afford two of them. Even one seems way overpriced for my wallet. But then you know what I'm talking about. They are a relaxing, comforting place where you just seem to have no care in the world. And speaking of world, outside, weather, winter, perhaps it's where you are. Also, winter, how do you transform yourself from that state of bliss, mind, to running gear, heading out and performing so that your training log starts beaming at you with pride? How do you do that in these examples that I mentioned? Well, emotional freedom technique. If you want to try it, you follow these steps. You decide what to focus on. Let's take an easy one. My lack of motivation to go out and train hard. You need to be precise. I'm stuck in this. Oh, and why am I using such a silly example and a simple example? You can use EFT for a huge variety of scenarios and situations, but it's sort of a bit like driving school. First, let's learn the mythology and get it to give, learn that experience, that feeling of that shift. And then when you've practiced this with the small things, I guarantee you'll be able to do with major issues as well. Now, back to I'm stuck in this chair. I cannot get up. Truthfully, I'm sitting so comfortably, I don't want to get up. So pick one uncomfortable or negative thought, issue or stressor you want to clear, overcome. I'm of course taking this lighthearted situation. It can be something more serious. Standing at the start line of a trail run and you know you're not in the best conditions to run it. You know you shouldn't be running it because something is there, something showed up, your ankle, and now you have to face those consequences. Evaluate your level of distress. Rate your discomfort on a scale of 0 to 10. Don't overthink it quickly. 0 to 10, where is it? And this will determine your EFT tapping session, how long it should actually, and that you can evaluate it after your tapping session. Then what you do is you tap for one round along the meridian points. And you follow the sequence through the 9 tapping points bilaterally, the side of your hand, near the pinky, the inner edge of the eyebrow. You need to check the show notes. I'll add something in the show notes where you can exactly see this. But usually, it's you start off with the outside of your eye. If you've never done this, please look at the show notes. The right side, the right corner of your eye, the bone right in the middle of your eye, the inside. So you're not touching the eye. You're touching the bone on the side of your eye. The upper lip, the between the lip and the chin, then the 2 points in your chest, and then you clench your finger like you're taking a pinch of salt and you're tapping on the left side of your chest. And then you have the whole hand which is tapping the side of your chest, and then you go to the side of the hands near the pinky finger, the inner edge, inner edge where the nail meets the skin, middle finger, index finger, and the thumb. You tap these points gently. You're using your index finger and your middle finger. Mentally or audibly repeat a statement while going through the tapping rounds. For example, even though I am worried, the word should be scared, even though I am worried that I'm standing at the start line, I deeply and completely love and respect myself as I am. Keep on tapping. Even though I am scared, be honest, I'm standing at the start line, I deeply and completely love and respect and accept myself as I am. And you should say this out loud. And many people, if they do this the first time, many people that I've coached in this, they struggle to say it. And you want me to say that? Continue. Say these words. And what you do is, once you have done it, you're going to feel a measure of relief. You're going to feel something has happened inside of you. And you're going to do a body scan. And where perhaps in the beginning, this was rated in my case at the start of that marathon, where it was an 8. That's how high my level of stress was. After doing this exercise, already the first time, but because I do it regularly, it got reduced to a 2. That's how quickly it went. But remember, again, I do this regularly. Then you do it a second time. What does that mean? You tap the second time where the eyebrow and the hair begins on the top corner of each eye, directly under the center of the eye, under the nose, in the space between the nose, the upper lip, where the mouth and chin crease, 1 inch below and to the sides of each collarbone, under the arms, 4 inches below the armpit, and the top of your thumb, where the skin and the nail meets, the index finger, the middle finger, the small finger, the carotid chop. And again, even though I'm scared, I deeply and completely love and accept myself as I am. Even though I'm standing at this line, I deeply and completely love and accept myself as I am. As I'm standing here, I'm feeling better and better about starting this race. Deeply and completely love and accept myself as I am. Start changing it into something. Start changing it into something positive, so that you have that positive statement, so that you're reinforcing that better feeling, because it went down from an 8 to a 2. So now you're going to start enforcing that good feeling. Now, a number of studies have been done on the efficacy of this tapping technique, because it's been created over, I think over 40 years ago. And in there were like 20 studies done that have found it reduces depressive symptoms in a huge group of participants. 2019, one of the recent studies, participants experienced significant decrease in anxiety, depression, and PTSD, and significant increase in happiness. We never speak about that. And there are various studies. I don't want to go into all of them, but there's so much studies out there. So tapping, the biggest hurdle, what I have with runners I'm teaching this to is, oh, this looks weird. I'm not going to do this outside. Well, first off, when airplanes were discovered, it looked weird. When light bulbs were discovered, it looked weird. X-rays, it looked weird. Lasers, computers, cell phones, everything looks weird when you see it the first time. And I guarantee you, doing that on the start line of a marathon, nobody's looking at you. Everybody is in his own world. Are my shoelaces tied properly? Is the bib positioned correctly? Is that needle going to disturb me? Where's my gel? I need my gel. Oh, my watch is not picking up the GPS. Oh, my goodness. Should I overtake these guys right in the beginning? That's what people are thinking about. You standing there and you're tapping these meridians, nobody is going to notice or be bothered by that. So once again, there are 50 plus known studies in the field. And the primary supposed mechanism are these. They are electrical signals produced by acupoints. And tapping during the imaginal exposure, it reduces the limbic arousal stress hormones, which are impacted at that moment. Threat alert hormones like cortisols are reduced. Whilst opposite, the calming hormones such as serotonin, they're increased, down-regulating our stress response. And this is by a study 2015, John DeWitts, you can read it up. There are PET scans that show that repetitive sonar sensory tapping on acupoints generate large increases in, I'm quoting you, the amplitude of delta waves seen in brain areas involved with fear memories. And these increased delta waves, they disrupt activated memory networks, impacting brain activity in therapeutic ways. As I say, 2015, John Witts. And the beauty of emotional freedom technique is simplicity. It can be used by anyone. It quickly shows results. It doesn't depend upon any prior learning fostering. You can do it real time. It's non-invasive. And it encourages, if I do this with clients, it encourages the participation after the first 2 or 3 times. You know, sometimes even we can try something easy. You know, normal breath work has been recognized throughout history as a helpful intervention. If there's a situation that is stressing you, if you're at a checkpoint during your run and you know there's one run here in the Austrian mountains where you need to cross a very high bridge. This bridge is moving, and sometimes runners face obstacles with that. It's one of those bridges where it's too low to hold on to the sides, and you can't because you're running. So you're forced to run over it. Now, I have absolutely no issue with running over a bridge like that. You'll be surprised how many runners do. So what you're going to do is, even normal breath work, and I know I'm opening up another story here, but stay with me. Check your breath, breathe normally, rate it, guess and note your sense of capacity. Okay. Tap those meridians, and again, assess and note your sense of capacity. Will that help you more? That's exactly what is then going to make tapping your go-to tool, because using it on a bridge, on a situation like that, will immediately, even just doing a short version, help you overcome that. It's like a simple mind-body experience, you know? Thoughts in your head set off feelings in your thoughts. Where and what you do, feel, and when you think. So just think for a second, that slice of lemon as it touches your tongue, or that home-cooked meal with good friends, or police car driving by, the flashing lights, the smell of cut grass in summer. What comes first? Thoughts in your head or feelings in your mind, and they're all connected. Mind, body, and emotions are all connected. That bridge, that standing at that start line, that feeling of, I'm suddenly just, should I be doing it? It's all connected. And the cause of all negative emotion is a disruption in the energy system. All of us, we consciously experience disruptions as a negative emotional state. And emotional freedom technique is aimed at that disruption of the system. But back to me at that start line. You know, why do we suddenly feel upset, overwhelmed, scared, or unable to react just because somebody else said it? Said it's going to be a tough race. And you may want to ask this question if you find yourself, you know, staying until the last second before getting out of bed, and are you going to go run now? Or perhaps you simply lack energy because of that sofa chair. That's a different question. That might be why you're tired all the time. Many people suffer from fatigue or lack of energy, but that's if you're feeling continuously fatigued, you should, of course, figure out what's causing your tiredness. It might be just a lack of sleep. Anemia, your body either does not have enough red blood cells or does not have enough hemoglobin, or insufficient fuel. So don't get confused. However, when you have fueled properly, you've slept properly, and you become tired, not because sugar levels drop. You have those energy meridians, and meridians are energy circulatory system, similar to the circulatory system in that they distribute energy, nutrients, and blood throughout the body. And it's based on ancient techniques, even though the method is only used for the last couple of years in, let's say, in the Western world. And by using these specific channels, the issues can be addressed because you're addressing it in numerous places. Not all the points feel the same. And if these energy meridians start flowing through your body, they're going to make you feel energized if they're flowing freely, and they're going to feel like it's unblocked. So use emotional freedom technique. You can harness the power of your body and mind to really be in that state that you want to be, to achieve that goal of, I'm going to do that run, even though it might not be the best run. It wasn't the best run. So I wanted to give you this message today. And if you are a Christian, by the way, you of course have the most powerful tool, all of them, and that's the power of prayer. And prayer is not just a religious practice, but a potent tool for instilling more self-confidence, courage, and inner strength. It builds your confidence and courage through a short prayer. You're acknowledging your fears and insecurities through prayer, and it helps you face and overcome them. You know, you're going to stay in that position and wait till the gun goes off, and then you're going to cross that start line. And that this is fostering courage, it's boosting self-confidence and harnessing strength from that prayer through those moments of tranquility and the deep connection with a higher power during prayer that can draw immense inner strength. And this strength inspires you to persevere and to triumph over any adversity. There's a beautiful prayer, which is in my mind quite often when I'm faced with a tough run situation. Guide me, Lord, to find solace in your word, to remember that you are my strength and shield, the rock on which I stand. When I'm weary, renew me, Father. When I'm scared, provide courage. When my spirit falters, amplify my faith. Grant me perseverance, Lord, to endure, to grow, to emerge stronger through adversity. What a great prayer. Thank you for joining me on today's show. If you feel there's someone who needs to listen to this, please share this link. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.